Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When life happens, and you need care fast, you can Teladoc that. Need help navigating big changes? You can Teladoc that too. From checkups to check-ins and everything in between, for your physical health or for your mental health, you can Teladoc all that. We've got doctors, therapists, specialists, and coaches all available by web or app. Get started today at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Stephen Asher about the haunted St. Vincent Academy.
I wonder, I mean, because when you have that many things going on in such a condensed area, and if you don't leave your area all that much, it's the norm. And you almost think, oh, well, you know, every place is like this. Every town has this many things that go on around it. Was that kind of what the attitude was as you dug and you talked to more locals, that maybe they didn't realize just how much of essentially a honeypot the place is of paranormal activity?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there's some that who were kind of in the know, people that would follow like the ghost hunter shows and stuff like that.
Sure.
But then they also knew a lot of times then when people would flock to these areas, and then it's like, look, we're an itty bitty town. We've been doing pretty good. Let's just kind of keep, let's sleep in dogs' lie. It's a very popular, I've heard that, man. I thought a quarter of every time I've heard about something I question about, I'd be a rich man. But it's kind of, a lot of it's like that. But, and that was the old guard. But the younger people who have been exposed to, ghost hunting or paranormal investigations or just seeing movies about this, you know, the Insidious and whatnot, it's kind of, in an armchair way, it's kind of cool. It's kind of a claim to fame. There was a place, which is, this is unrelated to the book, but in eastern Kentucky around a place, an area called Owensville, and I went there because there was I think I may have talked to you before about the Kentucky meat rain.
Okay.
And that was the area where that happened. I think Jack and Ozzy Osbourne visited there and saw like some of the chunks of meat that supposedly fell out of the sky from just nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, why don't you have, you know, whatever, like stew cook off, you know, the Great Kentucky Meat Rain, you know, beef stew cook off or something. Man, I would be amping this. I would be like, man, that would be my thing. You know, your city flag should have just like a big chunk of, you know, unidentifiable meat. And they're like, you know, it's happened so long ago and it's become just this sort of almost a quaint little story.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I'm not sure how blood raining out of the sky on people at a picnic is quaint, but okay. But like you said, it's just like, okay, I grew up listening to like a lot of punk and metal. And okay, do you remember, I'm not sure if you listened to like Metallica back in the day.
I didn't, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, this could be any band.
Yeah.
You have a band member leave or get fired or whatever. Yeah. And you have the new kid who's never been on tour, and you're going to the, you go in, you go to your hotel, and you're like, wow, we get room service. Wow. It's got color TV in here. What? You mean we get to, you know, get these free comps to go here and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, man. They want me to, you know, sign a deal. I'll have my own bass, or I'll have my own guitar, my signature stuff. And they're like, yeah, man, that's just what you do. But those fresh eyes that come in and go, you don't understand, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of me. I'm sort of the excitable, you know,
sure.
excitable guy. I've never lost that. But again, luckily I didn't come in there, trying to flex on anybody and look cool. I didn't come in there, you know, dressed like the Undertaker with a long trench coat and a hat. I was just regular old guy. And, talking to these folks just like they're people, because, you know, they're not specimens. They're not, you know, a chapter. Mm-hmm. They're humans. And, you know, I've kept in touch with a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And it's, that's what it's about, you know, because once you kind of make those connections, I mean, I'm not a journalist. I mean, I guess I'm a writer, an author and stuff. It's just, it's fun, still funny shoes for me. I'm just a, you know, an ex-guard that, you know, grew up running around in creeks catching crawdads and stuff. You know, I'm a very simple country guy, but the way that they welcome you in, because they don't have to do that.
Sure.
People feel entitled. And a lot of times, and like, well, why don't you talk about this, you know? And maybe it was a murder of an aunt or a suicide of a grandparent. I'm going, oh, it just cringes me, because it makes everyone else who does this look cold.
Yeah.
And nutsy and opportunistic, and I wouldn't blame them for not talking to them either.
I mean, these are real people's lives. This is what, you know, goes on around them. These are their families. These are their friends. So, I mean, when you're talking about these things and asking about it, chances are there's a somewhat of a personal connection there, or very personal connection there, depending on who you end up having the conversation with. When you were there and when you were talking to the folks of the area, did you get to go into the remnants of St. Vincent? I know you said that there was something very, you know, dark about it, or there have been stories about that. Did you yourself have any experiences while investigating there that just, you know, you too felt that presence?
As of St. Vincent's, when I was there, it was more or less like a quick kind of a stopover, taking photos.
Okay.
It was middle of the day. It was almost like, and I don't mean to minimalize it. It was almost like if you're doing a mini series and you're just like, hey, I need some B-roll.
Sure.
You know, because so much of it was dilapidated, but there was still some of the structure, and it definitely felt like if you visited a Civil War, battle site or a graveyard, or if you've ever been, somewhere where there's been a lot of death and just, not even so much that it was necessarily all negative,
mm-hmm.
but you definitely felt people lived hard lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they had hard deaths too. And I've always been kind of sensitive to that. I'm not psychic. I don't really consider myself an empath or nothing like that. I'm not planning on doing a tarot reading for you for $2.99 or anything like that. And I know people that do tarot, God bless them, or whomever bless you, but that's not me.
Sure.
But I've always trusted my gut. It's pretty much served me really well in prison and law enforcement related things. Why fix it if it ain't broke, right? But
sure.
Definitely felt stuff. But as of anything disembodied, anything whispers behind trees, no. And I don't know, you know, and
yeah.
That's fine with me.
Sure.
You know, just because I myself didn't have a personal thing there, to me, doesn't diminish, you know, 100, 150 years of people. And, you know, when you're talking to people, the proof I needed, at least in regards of their sincerity, is in the eyes.
Sure.
And their body language. It's just, you talk to a person, you can generally kind of tell when they're earnest and at least believes their own story. But you also can tell when they're how do I say it? A little flaky.
Sure. I mean, and you have, you know, you're talking about all different types of things from legends of the area to, you know, historical fact to, you know, this happened to a friend of mine or this happened to me. Was there anything in the area when you were talking to people about their encounters or the stories, anything that is going on, you know, to this day in active, you know, in an active capacity where people are living in their homes or in their places of work that they're actively dealing with, where it's not just a story of the past, but this is something that is still an ongoing thing for them that they're dealing with on a regular basis?
Right. Well, I mean, there's several. Sure. Obviously, there's the property of Higgins. Yeah. There's the stuff that people, you know, still report close to the Yoda, St. Vincent's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's roads that go not too far from there down into where old homesteads were and where ancient grave, or when I say ancient, but old graveyards. And people will still see, you know, a form of a faceless man walking down the road who supposedly was in a really bad auto accident, tore his face all up. And people still report that. People still report seeing the children at St. Anne's at the graveyard. The story on this is, and it's such a bizarre story, I don't know what happened, why they're there, if they're kids, what they are. But there's been people that were reporting that they would come. Okay, some people would work at the St. Anne's church, but then, you know, work in the kitchen or do whatever. And then they would come out, and like, say, if you smoke or whatever, you'll go out on a back stoop and walk out close to the little graveyard, which is adjacent to it, to the right. And people would report seeing and hearing kids. Well, you know, it's downtown. Maybe there's kids. But sometimes they would see these forms of these children, but they didn't, how to put it, they didn't look right. There was something off. And some of the kids would be wearing kind of outdated clothing. So you're thinking, oh, like a ghost, right? Okay, that's okay, you know, I can eat that one. But then some of them, their faces was very gone, almost like they're malnourished. Okay, I can believe that too. People starve to death. People live hard lives. And some of them had almost, not conant head, how do I describe it? Have you ever seen anybody with hydrocephalus?
I don't know if I have or not.
Okay, well, it's commonly known, especially back in the old days, as like waterhead.
Okay, sure.
Their head's kind of expanded, kind of. I don't want to say fat. I'm not making any sort of joke or anything. No. We had a son that had hydrocephalus, so okay. I know what that looks like.
Sure,
but it looks somewhat alien.
Okay,
because of the depending on how soon they catch it and how they treat it, and they would see these kids with very high foreheads, which also looks a little alien-y too. Their eyes were kind of offset. Think along the lines of like visually, like the eyes of like something from 30 Days a Night. Their eyes were offset and their mouths were filled with rows of these jagged corkscrew type teeth. Like, you ever seen a periwinkle in the water? It looks almost like a little cone or like a unicorn's horn, like you find them in the river. I don't know if you have them up there.
Sure.
But like that, but they had rows of them in their mouths and they were just really super freaking creepy. And they didn't do anything to the lady that saw it. They studied there and they kind of come up and kind of almost like they're going to mess with her, and then they kind of fade back. Then that happened a couple times. I spoke to people. Nobody knows what that's about. Because I was thinking, oh, maybe was there a circus or maybe there's some children with really bad malformations and birth defects or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff can be explained, you know, through something like that. And they're like, no, as far as we know, not. Very rarely seen, but yeah, they still do see them. And I have no, I have no explanation for it. And it's just a really bizarre story and I don't want to see them.
No.
Not at all. And so again, it's of a really weird area, which there's a lot of convergence of water. If you believe in, you know, the energy of water and whatnot, and it may very well be a ley line in that area. And there's a lot of people who settled, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Welsh and Scottish and things. So they have a lot of things that come from folklore and a lot of things that I think carried over. you know, some people believe if you have a banshee or something, it follows the family. It's generational. It just comes with you. Maybe it's something connected to something not even from, you know, this country. So, but I included it because, A, it's such a bizarre story. It's memorable. It was entertaining to write. And I actually even did some artwork on it, and it looks super creepy. So, again, you know, my main thing is not to go, well, hey, look, you know, I'm such a great ghost hunter, and I'm, look at me, I'm deep and whatever. But it's like, you look at the stories, almost like a, what was the things, just the facts, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this is what I was given. I cleaned it up, and you take it, you make your judgment. And what's great is when people have discussions about it, and they'll go, oh, well, maybe it was this, or I feel maybe this, you know, it was tied into this. Some people even said maybe it was some children that were interbred with the harps because there was a lot of interbreeding. Yay, Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
No good. I hate that. Stereotypes suck. But anyway, children that were interbred and were born with devastating birth defects. So, again, possible. I don't know. And maybe they were buried off property.
Sure.
Because maybe I guarantee they weren't baptized. But for whatever reason, they're wanting to be there. Maybe that's their attempt to, you know, maybe they're not malevolent. Maybe they're looking for a way home.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of stuff that kind of hits me from the side. I'm like, I never thought about it. And then I'm sad, but it's still a very interesting way of looking at it. And that's the greatest part of it, is writing these books, is people coming with, you know, what ifs and maybe, and then you get X amount of people together. And sometimes you kind of narrow it down pretty close to what you think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part of it, the storytelling and the interaction and the, as we say here in the South, fellowship, you know, sitting there and talking back and forth across the table with a cup of coffee. And, you know, sometimes people kind of, it's, you know, not always laughing, but sometimes, you know, you can see humor in dark things. And then sometimes people, you know, you can tell their eyes are big as dinner plates remembering it. And some people have to stop because they get emotional, and it's real life. It's, and that's the thing. It talks about the people just as much as the spirits or
sure,
whatever is there. Because if you don't take that part of the equation, I think you're just really giving us really superficial jump scare kind of thing. And I don't want to write that.
Sure. When you, if you were to walk into a coffee shop there in town and just sit down, have a cup of coffee, talk to a stranger, and you were to bring up some of these things, some of these stories, is this a town where it would be pretty common that almost anyone would be able to join in that conversation and have an opinion and not write off, oh, that's a bunch of rumors, it's a bunch of malarkey, that's a bunch of whatever? Is this, because it sounds like there's just so much that goes on here. Is it just kind of a common accepted fact of life that there are ghosts and there's a lot of them here?
Well, it's a thing of, again, I talk in media references, you know, I mean, television helped raise me as a kid. So, but, you know, if you remember like the old Blair Witch thing, you know, some people's like, oh, yeah, I seen it. One goes, ah, it's BS. Y'all are crazy. You know, you got some of that. But for the most part, I didn't do a whole lot of just completely cold introductions with people because,
mm-hmm,
you know, I don't like getting cussed out or called a Satanist or something crazy.
Sure.
Generally, again, I know a friend who's a friend of a friend, and you have a little bit softer meeting, and once I know it's okay, then we sit down.
Okay.
Because that's like I said, three or four counties away from me, and if I ran up trying to talk to every person like that, it would be almost impossible. Thank God for the internet. Thank God for message boards. Thank God for historical boards. Thank God for, because I made a lot of contacts that way.
Sure.
And through my contacts from the penitentiary and people who worked there. It, like I said, and it took a while because, again, I knew very little people there. Mm-hmm. And hesitant, just like I am right now trying to explain it. I was very hesitant because, I didn't want to be disrespectful. I didn't want people to think I'm trying to, you know, just make money on their hardships, and I didn't want to be sacrilegious or disrespectful because you know, doesn't mean you do it on purpose, but sometimes you just bring it a certain way. It's like, yeah, you should have probably brought that different.
Sure.
So I was very, very careful. But yeah, I mean, there are some people that you're in the conversation and it would kind of go, well, yeah, I remember my grandpa told me about this, or, mm-hmm. or someone's like, oh, I had an aunt who worked down at whatever facility, or she was part of the cleanup team for the, you know, the old slack farm thing, you know, because the FBI was involved in that. It was big. So then you have, oh, well, okay, he seems okay. They're vouching for him. Then people would talk. I mean, it really, really took a lot. And, but thank goodness and that people did open up and want to share their stories. And once they knew you weren't going to do all that, they, you know, they started, I wouldn't say grows or droves because there's not that many people, but I did start getting a lot of stories. Yeah.
I bet it was somewhat cathartic for some folks just to be able to talk about it in kind of an open way and not have to hold back some of these stories without, you know, someone coming in from the outside. If they were to say some of these things, I'm sure there's a lot of fear of just being looked at as like, oh, you're crazy, whatever. It's some small town. They're crazy people. But, you know, you're going in not with that attitude. You're going in wanting to hear the stories. And that's probably a very important thing.
Well, the thing for me is, because like I said, my day job, I teach life skills for special needs adults. And when I say this, I'm not like toot-toot, but this is a little bit of my background. We advocate for Special Olympics and special needs research and epilepsy research. And so we're very mindful of people and in situations that are not of their own choosing. And thing is, you got to remember, this is like book three of four mm-hmm. of the Hauntings of series. So by now, some people have read my book, you know,
sure.
hopefully. So, and then people can kind of go to my website, which if it's okay, I'm going to throw that out.
Yeah.
It's Steve E. Asher. It's all lowercase and together. So it's like writing the name Steve with two E's and then Asher.com. And so I have that up so people can reference the books. They can reference, you know, it's got pictures from where we do investigations. It's got some of my my own podcast, The House of Asher. Hope it was okay to throw that out.
Yeah.
And just whatever, and have contact me, that kind of thing. And I always welcome people to do that. But so they have a little bit of, because the first thing I do, like if I contact somebody about doing an investigation or to do a signing, and I'll go, yeah, my name's Steve Asher. And you know, before I could even say, so would you like a website? So actually just, you know, I just Googled you, you know, that's the thing. It's the modern deal. Boom. I Googled you. Okay. Well, you see Stevie Asher. That's my page. Check it out. It tells you all about it. But, luckily for me that I put in enough time and enough legwork and enough trying to be pretty transparent about what I do that people kind of get it. And, you know, they may have heard me on different radio shows. They may have, you know, seen me on some local news stuff and newspapers and whatnot. Enough that it's not like I'm just some drifter cat blowing in from, and understand this is the South. And so it's like, you know, well, here comes this New York fella that I don't know why they talk like Hank Hill. Well, here comes that New York fella thinking he's going to make $1 million on this. And, they still use terms like carpetbagger here.
Okay. Yeah.
That's still, and I'm like, my God, Civil War is how long ago?
No.
But you have that, you're very, very circle your wagons. You don't know what an outlander, as it would be, to quote Children of the Corn, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jokingly, but, you know, once you kind of get the cut of a guy's jib and how I don't know what a jib is, but it's a thing, and they want to know the cut of it. So they get to know that and know that you're not a complete piece of whatever, and
sure.
you're a family guy, and you do a lot with, you know, churches and do stuff with Special Olympics. It's not... It's sort of like, he's just sort of a normal guy, but he really writes weird stuff.
Yeah.
And that's overwhelmingly how it is. It's like, yeah, you're kind of a normal guy. I said, what did you think? I was sleeping upside down and, you know, got like exactly. nice streaks of white in my hair and not in the cape, you know.
Just got to show them who you are and that you're normal and you're really one of them just from a different city. And you're not there to do anything negative. Yeah.
You find that we all have experiences.
Yeah.
Someone in your family, someone, a cousin, sister, whatever, has an experience. And, you know, we're all haunted to a point.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people talk about it, some people don't. And I have to write about it.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Stephen Asher about the haunted St. Vincent, Academy. Very compelling interview. Be sure to check out his book on the topic. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Feeling under the weather? You can Teladoc that. Actually, for almost everything health-related, checkups, check-ins, and everything in between, you can Teladoc that. For your physical health or for your mental health, you can Teladoc all that. We've got doctors, therapists, specialists, and coaches all available by web or app. Get started today at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.